The Dog and Joe. 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, back to it. Should the NFL force the players to stand? Yesterday, Roger Goodell, he formed the letter. He drafted up a piece of paperwork saying they're going to meet next week. And what they're going to discuss next week is this. In the meeting, the league's current policy says that they ask players to stand at attention, to face the flag, to hold their helmets in their left hand, and refrain from talking during the Star-Spangled Banner. The key word there is ask. Okay. That's what they've always asked of the players. Next week, they're going to discuss, should they force them? Or what can they do to appease the people that like to watch football? Because Roger Goodell, what he's got is he's got an S storm, and it's been on his lap for over a year, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. So we asked you, should employers force you to stand for the national anthem? Should the NFL do it to the players? Tammy, good morning.
Hello. First-time caller.
Oh, Tammy.
Well, look at that. Welcome, Tammy.
I say absolutely make them stand. This is America, and we don't ask too much. I mean, you got a lot of freedom here. Now, does another country make them not stand for their anthem?
What do you mean? Were you just picking anywhere?
Any other country, when they have their anthem that they sing their anthem
to answer
song,
a
like
question,
Canada.
Yes. In other countries, you're forced to stand. And to argue with you, Tammy, just for the other side, that's what makes America great, is that we don't do it like other countries because you have freedom.
And that's what we are celebrating by standing up. We're showing that we appreciate our country.
That's not me saying that. I'm just throwing the devil's right. advocate out there. I'm playing the opposite side for those that think that way.
Okay. Well, I absolutely yes. I think
okay.
I would have got that Pepper-Nickel or whatever calling out of there right away. I would have said, you're gone, dude.
Camper Saint Nick.
Calling Pumpernickel.
Yeah, that Camper Dick Saint
that
Nick.
Guy.
Yeah, that Caped Crusader guy.
He throws a football like bacon bread.
Yeah. Tammy, thank you. Let's go to David. Old Colin Pumpernickel.
That's great. That was wonderful, Tammy.
Let's go to David. David, welcome.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. Welcome.
Thanks. Look, they absolutely should stand for the national anthem. When we look at the federal laws that actually govern how you're supposed to act when the national anthem plays, these guys are performers, right? They're sports guys. They're on a stage. They need to act accordingly. You look at other sports out there, hockey, baseball, what have you. I mean, the hockey players will stand not only for the American national anthem, but the Canadian national anthem because they play across borders.
Right, yeah.
Canadian players will stand for ours, we'll stand for theirs.
Okay, fair enough. I want to go to as many of these as we can. Daniel, welcome. It says here you served. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yes, I served 8 years in the Army, deployed twice. I've seen my share of people in boxes with the flags on them. So my point is that they have a right not to stand if they don't want to. Other people are like, well, force them. As you said, other countries force their people to stand. In North Korea, if you don't stand for their anthem, they shoot you.
You remember when Kim Jong-un's father died?
Yeah.
Kim Jong, is his name Il?
Il.
Kim Jong-il?
Yeah.
You had to cry.
Yeah.
You had to stand on the street, and if you did not have tears in your eyes,
you were forced to physically show mourning.
Yes. Yeah. You had to cry, man.
Yeah. As they drove the casket of his body on like a 78 Lincoln Continental.
I think it was older. I think we concluded it was like a 56.
It was like a 68 LTD.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the footage of that. You're like, what, really?
And then you're like, God, a lot of people are really sad. Then like a week later, you learn that one of their firstborn would be taken, yeah, or maybe their left arm if they didn't show emotion.
Yeah, they have all year's pay, which is $2 in North Korea. They have that, you know, held up in the bank because they won't show, they won't tear.
Yeah, toenails removed.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting caned so they can actually cry at the funeral.
You will cry.
So crazy. David, you're saying that this is America. You clearly have fought for our freedom. You're saying that they should still have a choice. Am I right?
Exactly. I mean, you don't have to agree with what they're protesting, but that is their right to do it.
See, I find it so freaking fascinating, and I know it irritates Joe, but I find it so amazing every time we talk about constitutional rights or anthems or any of this stuff, flag burning.
Mm-hmm.
I find it so amazing that those who have provided our freedom always support the freedom, and they don't like burning of the flag. They don't necessarily like people kneeling during the anthem. But like David, almost always they say they respect the right, and that's what they fought for.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate it. Daniel, you're a good guy.
It bothers some. Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, it bothers some, as it does me, but you can't argue with that.
Now, this is where I'm going. This is where I've wanted to get throughout this conversation. Chris, good morning. What do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys. This is a first-time caller.
Chris! Yes! Okay. All right!
So, my point of view on this is that it's a business module. Like, these guys are standing, they're sitting, they're doing whatever they want, but they're doing it on the company's dime. Like, it should be under the NFL's rules of if they want them to stand or if they want to sit, they need to get paid.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to reiterate, the league's current policy asks that players stand at attention. It doesn't demand. What they're talking about now is forcing them
right
to stand so it will appease the American people and the fans.
What if they don't then? Then they have to be asked to leave the game? They have to sideline them? Did they have a rule for that?
Well, it says here, failure to be on the field by the start of the national anthem may result in disciplinary action from the league office. To this point, the NFL has been publicly unclear as to when that change is going to happen, and that's what they're going to discuss next week. So they don't know exactly what's going to happen, if they're going to dock pay, suspend, right, or what. That's what they're going to talk about. So, again, Chris, to be clear on what you're saying, if the company says do it, you do it.
Exactly. You know, it's just like working at, say, like McDonald's or something. You need to be clean shaven. You need to wear a specific uniform. You have to act a certain way.
Yeah.
It's just like the NFL. You got to act a certain way. If you want to be respected as a player, you got to be what the company wants you to be.
And that's exactly, Chris, thank you. I've waited through all these calls. That's where I'm at with this. You know what? I don't care what they do. It doesn't bother me. You want to sit, you want to stand, don't care. But the company policy is what you have to adhere to if they're going to pay you. Mm-hmm. If they say stand, you do it. If they say don't stand, you do it. You don't agree with it? Okay, then go get another job. Go work at the Canadian Football League. Go work at some 50-yard flag football thing they do on weekend. Go do something else, because if you don't like what the company tells you to do, then you got to do something else. That's where I'm at now. If you want to be an activist, you want to go out and fight the world's problems on your off time, okay, go do it. They wear the same helmet. They have to wear the same shoes. You know, you see a lot of guys that want to wear those real crazy shoes. The NFL tell them, no, you can't do that. Screws up the dress code and the uniform. They have the same shirt. They have the same helmet. Everything's about uniform. So if the teams want them to stand, you do it. And then if you disagree with what's going on socially, you can go out on Saturday and you can go to the state's capitol or you can protest in the streets. Do whatever you want on your free time. But when you show up, if the company tells you to do it, whether you disagree with it or not, you do it because they pay you. That's where I'm at with this. This isn't about the flag and our freedom or the thing that started all this. It's about what the company says. That's where I'm at. Company tells you to do it. Hey, I don't like it. You can't force me. Okay, leave. I've always wanted the company, as I want people, to have their own freedom and power. And if you don't like it, well, go wait tables at Applebee's. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he could get a job at McDonald's or whoever doesn't agree with it. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers does, but I don't care who. J.J. Watt, he's out for the season. You know, whoever these players are, the biggest of big, Tom Brady. Let's say Tom Brady didn't want to stand. Go pour me a soft serve. Give me one of those blizzards at Dairy Queen.
It works the same for the GOAT as it does for anybody else.
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely.
Well,
all right.
Now, Tom Brady gets a pass because he is a Patriot.
And I personally believe someone you're physically attracted to.
Here's the thing. It's because he's a Californian and because he's so healthy and strong.
Oh, you don't have to. I mean, yeah,
I'm still
heterosexual,
but when a human being possesses that much natural, it's not up to me. You know, that's the Tom Brady curse or power.
You were overtaken. You've been overcome.
You act like I'm one. Like one guy. Really? I mean, talk to many of you guys out there. We shiver at the fact that we might meet Tom Brady.
So sick.
Here's Tom Petty. It's the River.